How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Elise, thank you so much for joining me on the Organize 365 podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So you just found me recently. How did you find Organize 365?
There was a little blurb in Woman's Day magazine. It just said, podcast to listen to, and it was a one-liner, and I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I thought, okay, I'll check it out.
That was the
rabbit hole.
Yes, it really was. It was this tiny little, like, 1/16th of a page. It had the picture and had the podcast and, like, two sentences, and that was it. Like, if you blink, you would have missed it.
I know.
So you just started listening to the podcast.
I did. I mean, the 365, mm-hmm. I just started listening to and going back, and I went back and listened to a lot of the old stuff, whatever I could listen to. Yeah.
Okay. And tell us about who lives in your home with you.
My husband and my dog. That's it. We are retired.
I love it. But you have a pretty big family, right?
I have three children. They all live in different parts of the country, and seven grandchildren. So yeah, it's I keep up. I keep track of every birthday and get the cards in the mail.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep. It's a full-time job, for sure. It's a full-time job. So just about 4 months ago, or maybe even 3.5 months ago, you saw that little blurb in the magazine. You started listening to the podcast. You have already done so much in your first 100-day round. You aren't even through your first 100-day round with us, but you've already made so much progress. So why did you decide to start getting organized? Were you looking for organization when you found the Woman's Day magazine article, or not really?
I've just, you know, over the years, I've always bought all the organization books, you know, watched the Marie Kondo thing and have her book, listen to her book, you know, everything. And it's always very short term. It's okay, do it and you're done. And I never get through it. And I never, you know, I just get more and more stuff. And the paralysis of having so many years of stuff just accumulate, and just the complications of life is just, it's like I can't get anything organized. So it's just organizational paralysis. And I think the one thing that really caught my interest was the lifetime
membership.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, okay, this is for me, because it's like you're my life coach.
Yes. Oh, I've never been called that, but I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah. No, for me, for sure. Because people say, oh, you're so organized. And I can organize events. And, you know, I worked for 30 plus years, you know. So, I mean, I know how to get myself out the door. I know how to get my kids dressed and ready. And I went through all of that, and I can do everything, but I left a trail behind me. And I think you used a term for my way of organizing when people were coming over, where I open all the cupboards and closets and just shove it in.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm left with, is all the stuff that got shoved into the closets and drawers and cupboards in the basement. So
all right, well, tell us about it. So you found the podcast, you started listening to the podcast, and you joined All Access first, correct?
Yes. I knew that I needed to do the whole thing. I needed the planner, and I also needed the structure. I'm a very detail-oriented person, and if you gave a task a day, and the tasks were very manageable, I have to say, I downloaded all the stuff about the laundry room. You know, I was okay.
The free week.
And I walked into my laundry room and I just said, forget this. I need to start at the beginning. I can't just, my laundry room was just overwhelming because it's a big one in the basement. So I just knew I needed to start from the beginning and take it step by step. And so the podcasts really, and the website, whatever I could get for free, really directed me that way. It really directed me toward, you know, gave me enough information that I knew that a single task a day is manageable and doable, and that life happens. And my life is crazy because we travel a lot.
Oh, and congratulations. I want your life. That is my goal, is to have your life.
Well, we do. We have a second home, and that's the other thing. That's like not just getting more stuff, but another home with more stuff. So, yeah, so that's crazy. And I never know what my schedule is, and that's why I went ahead and scheduled this interview right away, because I don't know what I'm doing next month.
Yeah.
I might be here, and I might be in North Carolina. I might be anywhere, but I'm, I knew I'd be here today.
So you started back in the kitchen. And you just did day one on day one and just kept moving through the planner and the videos. Do you do one task a day? How long does it take you?
Okay, well, because my life is crazy, I did one task a day when I was available. So we were actually in our vacation home when it started, and I thought, okay, well, I don't think it needs much organization, but it did. I mean, it really is like, wow. Here's the difference between food prep, a drawer for food prep, and a drawer for cooking utensils. That was amazing to me to divide it out like that. And how many years have I been alive managing a kitchen?
Yeah.
Even my career, I was an occupational therapist, so I'm really into task analysis and and all that. So I think, how did I not figure this out? But it was just great because you laid it all out right in front of me.
Okay. I love that you did not, because there are other people in the program that have two homes and they do the 100-day program in one home. And then the next cycle, they do it in the next home. I love that you're just like, whatever home you happen to be in on that day, that's the day that's getting that task. That is so freeing.
Well, because I don't know what our schedule is, because I have a 95-year-old mom and I'm responsible for her. We might be gone for a week or we might be gone for a month. So I can't schedule it out. Wherever I am, I just take care of it. And so this home, the main home, I didn't start here. So I know, but I know I'll be here in January at least for a while, and I can start and do the silverware drawer here. And so I've got some things organized in one place and some things organized in another place. And it just doesn't matter.
I love how you just are totally giving yourself grace. You're 100% bought into the system and you're just going to do whatever you can do whenever you can do it, knowing that eventually it's all going to get done.
Well, and that's part of the age that I am. You just realize that life happens and you just have not much control over life because it's just going to keep happening.
So what's the first time you noticed that something was organized that wasn't organized before?
Oh, right away. This silverware drawer.
I love your honesty. You're just like, oh, well, day one.
Well, okay. Here's what I like. I really like breaking it down to one drawer, one shelf, one thing. That was it. I don't think I'd ever thought about, okay, just do one drawer. Because I always would look and say, oh my gosh, what a mess. Where do I start? I don't know. And I just needed somebody to tell me where to start. Just tell me where to start and I'll do that. And I love it. So when I do have and my days, we're retired. So when I'm available, I'll put an hour in. mm-hmm. and I'll set the timer. And I usually, well, it's usually right around an hour, either a little more or a little less, to do the one task. And I was feeling bad that I wasn't keeping up, so to speak, because we're traveling and we have a big trip coming up and I needed to get ready for Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything ahead of time. And then I listened to one of your Wednesday podcasts and they said, well, I just did 15 minutes a day. I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll try that. So last week it was, I don't even remember what day it was, the clean out the interior of the car. And I just set the timer for 15 minutes and I was done. It took me 15 minutes to clean out. And I found my husband's keys that he hadn't, you know, he's lost. I mean, it was amazing. It's like, oh, what is this trash doing here? Oh, I mean, I kept finding, oh, here's a chapstick. It took 15 minutes and it was great. And I felt good when it was over. So that was great.
I love it. I love it. You know, because you said you were an occupational therapist. And then I also think about, you know, I was a teacher and often I would work with kids who had ADHD learning disabilities in a resource room is how I got started. And the biggest hindrance in almost every case, and also for us as adults, is getting started, just getting started. And so just one 15-minute a day task, you could do just one and be done. But also, once you're in motion, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. You know, if you're teaching somebody to do something in occupational therapy, you're breaking that task down into how many steps it is. That's when I learned that making a bagel is like 42 steps. Because it was so difficult for my son to make himself lunch, because first you have to get the bagel, then you have to get the toaster, then you have to open the bagel, then you have to split the bagel. I mean, we take that for granted. But if you have executive function processing difficulties or you're in rehab, every single one of those steps involves initiation, stamina, comprehension, working memory. And it seems so simple, but it's not. And if we as women are very overwhelmed in our home and in what we are doing, then now I've got to think about what I'm going to organize next. Like, it's all a mess. I don't know where to start. Like, I don't even know where to start.
Well, I think having an outsider, and that's what my role was, because I worked in special education in schools, mm-hmm. and I would consult with teachers. Mm-hmm. So as an outsider, I saw things very differently. That's the same with Organize 365. You're an outsider. You've already broken down the tasks, and so I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I know
that. Just follow the plan.
Yeah, just follow the plan. I don't have to invent the plan. The plan is there. It's great. It's great.
Yeah. So you haven't been on the journey that long, but what's happened since you started this journey of organizing that you didn't expect to happen?
Well, I took, because I knew we were doing a big trip in December before Christmas and hosting Thanksgiving and hosting Christmas, I used the planner and I just backed up all my organizational tasks that live in my Google calendar. So my rainbow of calendars. And so I just backed up each task that I had and I couldn't believe how easily we flowed through Thanksgiving. I mean, we had out-of-town guests, we had a toddler, we had a preschooler, we had, you know, kids coming and going. It was just insane. And I was not stressed. I was not stressed at all. I couldn't believe it. Because I'm always stressed. I'm always of you know, what's going to happen next and what's going to go wrong. And I did not feel that way at all. And I don't understand it, but I like it.
Now, are you doing the Sunday basket?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm doing the Sunday basket, and I haven't gotten my binders yet, which is fine. I don't have time for that. But I do have folders/pockets, mm-hmm. and, you know, things are going in there. And
Did you do the holiday blitz, the free holiday blitz?
Well,
it was like on Facebook.
I'm only hesitating because, yes, I downloaded, I looked at it, and I started all the planning, and I never touched it again. But that's okay because I had my own holiday blitz going on.
Yeah. Did you watch the videos though?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because I mean, the workbook is nice. We make the workbook because people love printables. I don't think they use them, but they really like to get them. So we make them and it's like a Mac Daddy workbook. You could still get it. You could go to our YouTube channel, watch the Holiday Blitz and download it and put it with your holiday stuff for next year. But I'm asking you that because there's a lot in those videos. It is in the workbook, but also it's just the mental of those videos of looking at the holidays differently. Did you notice that?
Yes. And so I didn't worry about having every single dish that every single mm-hmm. person ever liked ever. I just did the basics. And, you know, so we didn't have the pumpkin pie because somebody else said Auburn pumpkin pie wasn't as good as mine. It didn't matter. I didn't have to make it. So that was fine.
So do you think, because I'm thinking that the holidays flowing so much easily, yes, the 100 days in the Sunday basket will help with that. But I think a lot of what I shared in the Holiday Blitz probably changed your mindset on that. Would you agree or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, I agree. I mean, I really believe that just thinking about things differently is what you've been proposing all along. Mm-hmm. And I think just knowing that, you know, so what if everything isn't perfect? Yes. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
We stress ourselves out so much, don't we? Like trying to have this Norman Rockwell experience. That it probably wasn't even that good when they had it. There's no video, so we don't know.
And after this weekend, this last weekend, people like my mom or my sister or my friend, well, how did you get through it? Did you survive? And I'm like, it was no big deal. It was great. I was really happy to just focus on what was going well and not worry about what wasn't going well. I mean, because I didn't see anything that wasn't going well.
That is amazing. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait for you to experience Christmas this way.
Well, me too.
So what do you have more of now?
I have more peace. I'm peace of mind. And like I said, I can't explain it. It just works. And I also have started doing my hobbies. And instead of I have a lot of UFOs, unfinished objects all over, you know, knitting, I knit. So I've got all these projects that I start and then move on to something else. I have finished things. I finished Christmas presents for my granddaughters and I finished a sweater for myself. I just feel so productive. And I started scrapbooking again.
Wow.
It's because I can say, oh, well, I have an hour to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just giving myself grace and I'm giving myself time. So I have more time and peace of mind. That's what I have more of.
And what do you have less of?
Stress. Just not stressed out like normal. I mean, it hasn't disappeared, but, you know, I just feel like I have a more realistic level of stress.
What does your husband have to say about all this?
He's a man of few words. However, he has jumped right in. And when I have a bag or a box of things to get rid of, he has two bags or two boxes.
Oh, really?
Competition there. So yeah, it's good. It's all good.
Oh, I love it. All right. So is there anything that you wish that you had known sooner?
I really just don't think that way. Mm-hmm. I don't look back. I just move forward. So I think that this program hit me at the right time. That's when I found it. It's the right time.
I love you say that because I'm exactly the same way. Like I have a really bad memory for anything that I didn't scrapbook because I just don't even, and especially if it's negative, like I totally expunge it from my memory entirely. And, you know, family or friends will say, you remember when this happened? I was like, did that happen to me? Is this a story we're talking about? Like, but I am totally a forward-seeking person. And I believe so much that when we're getting rid of our stuff, we worry about we might need it in the future. And I love that you're saying Organize 365 found you exactly when you needed it. You didn't have to worry about printing out a printable that I had in 2012 and wait for the perfect time. Like opportunities, stuff, experiences, they come around again and again and again. And when you're ready for them, you jump on and you do it.
Right.
But exactly. If it's not the right time, let it go. It'll come around again.
Well, and that's one of my key advice things that I give to my adult children. It's, be open to opportunities mm-hmm. as they come to you. And, mm-hmm. And I don't live with regrets. I have to look at things as learning experiences, because it's just too much life to get hung up on what didn't go right. So
yeah, I'm the same way. Definitely the same way.
Yep.
So what's your next step?
I'm just going to keep moving forward. I'm excited that we're going to hit 2020 and I've got the whole year to move forward. Forward momentum, forward motion is what I do. I have to keep moving forward. I don't look back. That's it.
And what advice would you give someone just starting out? If they're like, okay, fine, I'm going to do it too. If Elise can do it, I can do it. What would you tell them?
Well, I would say to find a way to sign up, find a way to do it on your, do as much as you can, like if you can afford it. And I think it's really important to find a way to do it. It's a structured program. It just takes the pressure off of, oh my gosh, I've got to organize my house. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is follow the plan, follow the program. And it's changed my house in little ways. It's changed my mind in big ways. So.
That is a cool quote. I like that a lot. Change your house in little ways and change your mind in big ways. Because when your mind changes, your house is going to change. Your house is almost the delayed evidence of what's happening in your brain. Like the house will get organized as your brain and your habits change. Uh-huh. It just takes it a little while to catch up.
Right, right. And I do find myself thinking about things differently. So I was picking up some debris left over from the grandchildren. And it was an old ribbon that went around a stuffed toy. And I might have thought, oh, I could wash this and iron it and put it back. And I just thought, oh, it's old, it's dirty, goodbye. And I just threw it out. I didn't have any second thoughts about that. So, mm-hmm. I'm looking at things in a different way. Has it lived its life and given me joy,
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think you've heard from a lot of different organizers, and they all have an underlying main message, and they all tie together. Like every organizer has a unique perspective and gift they give to getting you organized, and it often is multiple organizers that you listen to along the way, depending on what phase of life you're in and where you are in the decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity cycle. Like there's no bad organizer out there or good organizer out there. They all work together for good.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, and I think what's really helped me so much is having grace, just giving myself grace for whatever is happening that day and just for however much I'm getting done. And not, so it just removes the guilt. There's no guilt. There's no need for guilt.
Now, you already were a very forward-thinking person who lived without regrets. Were you used to giving yourself grace in your homes?
Never.
No, you weren't. So you weren't.
Oh, no, because that's why this just spoke to me so beautifully. I mean, mm-hmm. The Lifetime program and just being able to say, it's okay. It's okay that life happened today. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And then also looking at things in small increments, one shelf, one drawer, one mm-hmm. cupboard, one.
Breaking it down task by task.
It's great.
I am so excited to spend 2020 with you and learn all about what you do, getting organized, and imagine us 1 year from now going into the holidays of 2020, you are going to be all organized in both houses. It's going to be amazing.
It will definitely be more. I will be more organized for sure.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
It was so fun. Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.